Denny, you talk about being blessed a lot. I see some of your tweets. You talk about being blessed. Does what's happened to young Ronan at Huddersfield Giants make you realise just how lucky you are?
Yeah, well, I think it wakes everyone up. You know, obviously it's a very sad thing to happen to the game, but obviously it's like condolences to his family, and just hope that, you know, the game can just progress and we get safer. And obviously the rules have been there to, you know, make the players safe, but things like this happen, and obviously we need to try and, you know, go forward from this, and, you know, come to the 17th minute of this game, and hopefully the fans can buy into what, you know, everyone's trying to do.
And looking at yourself, your career has really kick-started since you came to Castleford. Can you quite believe how quickly you've progressed as a player?
I always knew that I had the potential to do what I do now, and it's still early days, I'm still young, you know, there's plenty more to come, so I'm happy to be here and progress as well.
People are talking about you being linked with moves away, they're calling you the best finisher in Super League. I mean, it must be nice to have all the attention, but does it bother you in any way? Or?
Nah, not at all. I'm that sort of person, just shrug things off, I'm chilled, I like to have a laugh, so nothing really bothers me too much. So, but if it does, then yeah, I get bothered.
Some of the tries you score, they seem to get more and more outrageous. How long do you spend practising these finishes that you produce week in, week out now?
It just happens, really. I'm not too sure how to explain it. It just comes, it just happens. Just like how you ask a dummy half to pass a ball. You've got to be crisp every time or else the play falls apart. This is what my teammates expect of me, to finish the ball and get a try, and that's all I need to do.
When we come and watch Castleford, they're known as Classic Cast, they play some great rugby. Yeah. I mean, what's it like being playing outside the likes of Webster and Junior Moore's in the form he's in at the minute?
Oh, you just say speechless, really. All you can do is sometimes is sit there and admire what they're doing. Like, Jake's just too big and too strong. Junior's the same, and ball skill he's got for a big fella, you can't buy that, you know. But he's out there doing all the hard yards with his ball handling skills, and he obviously reaps the rewards out in the game.
It's a big couple of weeks ahead, isn't it? Obviously, you've got Hull, the league leaders, this week. Then you go to Wigan in the Cup. These next 2 weeks could really make or break your season, couldn't they?
Yeah, 100%. And like I said before, I think if, you know, the way we're going, this is a must-win game. We say about every other game, but this is literally a must-win game for us. And when we do win, it's going to just be a massive morale booster for the boys, and as a club, that we're going to go forward and do good things.
The home form hasn't been what it has been in recent years here for Castleford. Is there anything behind that, do you think?
Not at all. I think it just comes down to us individually. I thought us as a team, we've let the fans down to come, you know, support us week in, week out. I thought I've let the fans down, and hopefully we can come this Sunday and, you know, bring back what it means to us and what the club means to us individually as well.
You've got a long-term contract here at Castleford. You must be delighted when you see people like Luke Gale signing as well long-term.
Yeah, 100%. That just makes the team or the team bondage. Like, obviously the brothers out there, you know, we speak of being a team and being, you know, a group of brothers out there. And for people like Luke Gale that can, you know, basically have his pick to sign at Cass, just means a lot to the fans and us players as well. And obviously it's just going to be exciting times now.
We don't get to speak to you too much. You obviously made the move up from London. Did you know what to expect when you came to Castleford?
I've seen them. When I moved to London, I've seen them twice play, and I just, you know, just fell in love with how they play, how they want to shift the ball from bloody try line. So I'm a risk it to get the biscuit kind of fella, you know. If I wasn't, then I wouldn't be trying to jump out of play to put the ball down. So, and as soon as I got the opportunity to sign with them, I took it with two hands and haven't looked back since.
It's a rugby mad place, isn't it? The fans absolutely love you. It must be great.
The fans are outstanding. You know, every week, you know, you don't get the fans like we do. And I'm pretty sure if you ask any player in the Super League, really like playing, I'm 100% sure they'll choose the jungle.
What do you make of Hull then? Obviously they're flying at the minute, but you've already beaten them once this season.
Yeah, and it came down to us, you know, putting in the work, putting in the hard work, and obviously we're doing this week, we're putting in the hard work, and hopefully we reap the rewards this week, and Hull FC's on fire, you know, and you can't take that away from them. They're playing great footy. They've got big boys, and all you need to do is just try and, you know, muscle up and do your best.
And what are you expecting from Hull? Because they've got a huge pack of forwards, but they've got some very talented backs as well. It makes for a cracking game to watch.
Yeah, 100%. And, it makes you, as an individual, pick up your own game. So, obviously, you've got, you know, Mark Snead, you've got Gareth Ellis, you've got Sikamani, you've got Frank Pritchard. I can name the whole team. And, you know, you just got to beat your opposite number. And hopefully, if we can get over our opposite number, you know, we can come out with a win.
Should be a great atmosphere here because they'll bring a lot of fans as well. It is a game you need to win, is it? Every time you seem to get close to the top four, you shoot yourselves in the foot, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. You can see by the results of, you know, the game, and like the comp was, is every game counts and every minute counts, really. So we need to obviously win this game and then go on from there.
And looking at it, disappointment we're losing last week, but still great hope that you can get something out of this season silverware wise.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're still in it. We've still got top eight. You know, we've still got another couple of games to go till we hit the split. So, you know, you can't say never. So,